Olga Lucan, Gendry said. Lucan grunted at the writing, though Arya did not think he could read it, and pulled down a heavy longsword. Oh, this is too good for that oath. And you tell him I said so, he said as he gave her the blade. I will, she lied. If she did any such thing, Wheeze would beat her bloody. Lucan could deliver his own insults. The longsword was a lot heavier than Needle had been, but Arya liked the feel of it. The weight of steel in her hands made her feel stronger. Maybe I'm not a water dancer yet, but I'm not a mouse either. A mouse couldn't use a sword, but I can. The gates were open. Soldiers were coming and going, drays rolling in empty and going out, creaking and swaying under their loads. She thought about going to the stables and telling them that Sir Lionel wanted a new horse. She had the paper. The stable boys wouldn't be able to read it any better than Lucan had. I could take the horse and the sword and just ride out. If the guards tried to stop me, I'd show them the paper and say I was bringing everything to Sir Lionel. She had no notion what Sir Lionel looked like or where to find him, though. If they questioned her, they'd know. And then Wheeze. Wheeze. As she chewed her lip, trying not to think about how it would feel to have her feet cut off, a group of archers in leather jerkins and iron helms went past, their bows slung across their shoulders. Arya heard snatches of their talk.
"Giants, I tell you! He's got giants! 20 foot tall, come down from beyond the wall! Follow him like dogs!"
"Not natural, coming on them so fast, in the night and all. He's more wolf than man. All them starts are—"
"Shit on your wolves and giants! The boy'd piss his pants if he knew we was coming. He wasn't man enough to march on Harrenhal, was he? Ran to the way, didn't he? He'd run now if he knew what was best for him."
"So you say, but might be the boy knows something we don't. Maybe it's us ought to be running